Good morning. This is Abby with your daily Berlin briefing for Thursday, March 30th, 2023. In the future, the Berliner Stadtreinigung, or BSR, will organize two bulky waste collection days per month in each district. The new service is to start in April and is initially planned to last for 2 years. So far, these so-called Kiez-Tage have been carried out on a trial basis. So, if you want to get rid of your bulky waste, you might not have to go as far as one of the 14 BSR recycling centers. According to the BSR, bulky waste, such as chests of drawers, stools, sideboards, carpets, electrical appliances, and old textiles, can be disposed of free of charge during the Kiez-Tage. Hazardous materials, such as paint, varnish, construction waste, and batteries will not be accepted, however. Dates throughout June can be found on the Stadtreinigung website and on an interactive map. You can find the links in our show notes. Teachers will once again be permitted to wear headscarves in class. Berlin's administration, which previously instigated a ban, will, quote, depart from its previous literal application of the neutrality law, unquote. Bans will only apply in justified individual cases, and the Senate Department of Education wrote this in a letter to all school principals. Per the letter, the wearing of religiously influenced clothing and symbols can only be prohibited if there is a, quote, concrete threat to school peace or state neutrality, unquote. The Education Authority considers the threshold for a headscarf ban to be high on the grounds of concrete disruption or endangerment of school peace, and in its letter to schools, gives tips on how to deal with the issue on a day-to-day basis. The wearing of headscarves or other religious symbols is only problematic, quote, if missionary zeal or influencing of students is added, unquote. If there is cause for concern in a school, the regional school inspectorate will be called in to examine whether the behavior of individual teachers is specifically disturbing the peace in the school or endangering the neutrality of the state. If the answer is yes, the school inspectorate will decide whether to take action under labor or disciplinary law. The Education Administration apparently does not expect major problems with the new regulation, and added that in other German states, the wearing of religious clothing has not led to significant conflicts at schools. The price of a room in a shared apartment in Berlin has almost doubled in the last 10 years, and has risen even further in the last year. This is the result of a study by the Moses Mendelssohn Institute, or the MMI, in cooperation with the real estate portal VGigesucht, which was published on Wednesday. Per the study, a room in the summer semester of 2023 will cost an average of 640 euros. That is 140 euros more than 12 months ago and 305 more than 10 years ago. This makes Berlin the second most expensive city after Munich, where students currently have to pay an average of 720 euros. As a comparison, nationwide, the average is 458 euros. For their survey, the MMI and VGigesucht evaluated 94 university locations with at least 5,000 students. The market survey has been conducted since 2013. Starting October 23rd, the Pergamon Museum on Berlin's Museumsinsel will be completely closed to visitors for 3.5 years. The reason is that the southern part of the building will be repaired. The Prussian Cultural Heritage Foundation wants to save time and money with the renovation by having a complete closure until 2027. The north wing and the central part of the museum with the Pergamon Hall are already being renovated and are scheduled to be completed in 2025 and reopened in the spring of 2027. The southern part of the building is not scheduled to open until 2037, 14 years from now. Until then, the Ishtar Tor, which attracted some 800,000 visitors last year alone, will not be open to the public. In total, more than 1.2 billion euros have been budgeted for the renovation. And lastly, thank you to Lucy for your recent generosity. Please visit our website at berlinbriefing.de for more information about donating to help keep us up and running. That said, please remember we are forever committed to keeping Berlin Briefing free and without advertisements for everyone. Berlin Briefing will be back tomorrow. Thanks for listening.